Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with the Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, there's Chuck, and we're joined today by our resident ghost, Bloody Mary.
That's right. And we just did a weird thing and recorded our ads first, so I just had the urge to say, if you like Bloody Mary...
You're going to love this Bloody Mary.
You won't love Bloody Mary because that is a scary kids game. It seems like a lot of girls do this, but I know some boys who have done it as well.
I have.
Where you stand in the mirror, and there are variations that we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. You look in the mirror, it's a darkened room, maybe you got a candle going.
If you're lucky.
And you say the words Bloody Mary a certain amount of times. It varies.
Sometimes 13.
Per region.
Right.
Sometimes you turn in a circle 13 times. I've never heard of that. I would fall over.
That's the Parma, Ohio method.
And then, depending on how skilled you are at your incantations, Bloody Mary may kill you, may reach through the mirror and pull you into the netherworlds, mm-hmm. may claw your face and eyes out.
Yeah.
Or you may just die of fright, or maybe nothing at all.
Or she may just be standing there glowering at you, really mad that you brought her to this mirror, but she can't do anything about it.
Right. Like, oh, the way these kids.
Yeah. Either way, you're going to go running out of this bathroom and you're going to be talking to your friends about what you saw, and we'll talk about it later, but in a weird way, like, they're correct when they say they saw something strange, right?
Possibly.
Okay. We'll go with yes.
So what's the deal? Where did this thing come from?
So that's the other thing about it. It's not just a game, but there's because there's like a legend wrapped around it, and the legend is kind of evolving and changing regionally and over time, like you were saying, it actually constitutes a piece of American folklore. They're pretty sure it's American, right? And they've actually been studying it here or there, like kind of sporadically. But the first person to actually put it pen to paper about it was a folklorist named Janet Langlois. That's what I'm going with, Langlois. Great last name, look-wise. Tough to say.
You know what? I prefer Langlois.
You could say it like that. It's even harder to say.
Langlois.
Right. It almost looks like chamois, but with an L.
Oh, man. Chamois confused me for the first 30-something years of my life.
Why is everybody saying it like that?
I knew what a chamois was, but I never put the two together.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But this lady's last name is not chamois. It's Langlois.
That's right.
And she's a folklorist, like I said.
Yeah, and I think she sort of just... I mean, it was around, but she was the first person to kind of start writing about it
right.
a little bit. And it turns out, like, because it's regional, there are a bunch of different names besides Bloody Mary. Hell Mary is one. Mm-hmm. Mary name. Worth is hysterical.
I think so.
That's a full-on comic strip.
It is one of the weirdest comic strips ever.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? It's like Mark Trail.
I don't know. At least Mark Trail is appealing to kids. Nothing about Mary Worth had any appeal to kids. Like, aww. They would just be like, what is this?
Poor Mary
I don't understand
Worth.
Any of this. It was a comic strip, a soap opera comic strip for grown-ups. Very bizarre.
Was it for grown-ups?
Totally. And then there was also, I think, Apartment 3E was a very similar kind of comic strip. I might have the apartment number wrong, but it was like that.
No, thank you. Give me Garfield. Give me Beetle Bailey. Give me right. Wizard of Id.
Don't forget High and Lois.
Bloom County. I could do this all day.
Zitz. Remember, Zitz did a comic featuring us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was awesome.
But Bloody Mary has nothing to do with any of that. We should do one on comic strips. That's a great idea.
I can't believe we haven't. I knew we did comic books, but not comic strips. We should definitely check. That is a great idea.
We'll wind that out here with a few more names that I like. Black Angus is another. Mm-hmm. And then
Black Agnes.
Svarte Madame.
Yeah.
Like, what did it say? Black Angus? Black Agnes.
Right, right. So all of them are just, beef. They're different names for the same spirit that you can conjure from your mirror if you do this right. And there's a few of those names kind of stand out, a couple of them really. The first one, Bloody Mary, that's the one I always heard. And if you read about Bloody Mary, a lot of the people who are writing about Bloody Mary trace her to Queen Mary the First of England, who ruled from 1555 to 58. And she was actually called Bloody Mary because she was a Protestant killer.
That's right. She ordered the death of many Protestants to be burned at the stake and other grisly forms of death. But here's the thing, like, it's probably not on account of her that we say Bloody Mary, because she wasn't doing the actual killing. And in the folklore, like, it's really Bloody Mary doing the killing, and she like bathes in the blood of children and stuff like that.
Right. So that doesn't really jibe. It more jibes with somebody else, a woman by a totally different name, Elizabeth Bathory, the Countess of Blood, I think they call her, who actually is reputed to have killed many, many peasant girls herself and actually did probably bathe in their blood. And she may actually be the most prolific serial killer in history. So there's like, maybe we're looking at like a mishmash of different names, traits, characters, or it could just be totally coincidental, or they don't really know where this thing came from, is what I'm saying.
Or it was based on Mary Worth, the soap opera comic strip for adults.
Right. She just got really boring as the comic strip went on.
She's like, no, I might as well start killing kids.
Right.
Should we take a break?
I think so.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the variations. And believe it or not, there's sort of a little real science to this one, too. Hey, everybody, Chuck here. Are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals.
Yeah, but you can drink water as clean as nature intended with Richard's Rainwater.
That's right. Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain. Richard's Rainwater is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants that are commonly found in groundwater.
And since rain is naturally pure, there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means Richard's Rainwater contains no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Just pure drops of rain.
That's right. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Perfect for sipping or mixing into your favorite cocktail. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. Enjoy pure, refreshing rainwater. Sip the sky.
Hey everybody, we're here to tell you about Viator, a tool that you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world.
That's right. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in.
Yep. Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy.
That's right. You can also enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experience that you're considering. Plus, you get free cancellation that helps you plan for the unexpected.
Yeah, and Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. Okay, Chuck, you talked about variations. One thing you can do is spin in a circle 13 times. One is you can chant her name a certain amount of times. Another variation is where you actually prick your finger and make it bleed, and then you press fingers with the person you're doing this with and chant.
Don't do that, kids.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
And then there's also saying, I believe. I saw in a few variations that you say, like, Mary Worth, I believe. Mary Worth, I believe. And that's the chant. And a kind of matronly, well-dressed, animated woman appears in your mirror and says, "What's the bother?"
And, you know, this is kind of thing that's done at slumber parties and sleepovers. The kids all, you know, think they see something. They get scared. Mm-hmm. Their imagination takes over. Mm-hmm. But supposedly, there was a little real science to this, in that in 2010, a researcher out of Italy named Giovanni Caputo did a little experiment where he had people stare into a mirror in a dimly lit room for 10 minutes and write down what they saw. And out of the 50 test subjects, very robust, 66% of people said they saw huge deformations of their face. 48% also saw fantastical and monstrous things. And other people said they saw the face of a parent or the face of an animal or an old woman or a child.
Yeah, and I was looking at why that might happen. And apparently one explanation...
why would it?
One explanation is that your brain becomes sensitized to the visual information it's getting.
Okay.
And because it doesn't need... it's already judged this image a non-threat and it's not food or anything like that. It stops filling in the details. And so visually... a deformation occurs in your image of what you're seeing in the
just
mirror.
Just because you're staring at it for so long?
Yes. Yeah. So there actually is science to this idea where, you know, the chanting of Bloody Mary doesn't necessarily do anything. Although, I don't know, maybe it puts you in something of a trance-like state where this happens on a deeper level or something. But at the very least, we realize that the brain stops filling in details, so a deformed version of, like, a face can see. And then you also add in our... innate need to fill in patterns or to find patterns and to see faces in things. So maybe we start inputting stuff in those missing areas and it comes out all monstrous or baby-like.
But wouldn't you need for this effect to take place to do it for like 10 minutes and not just say Bloody Mary three times?
Yeah, I think that's part of the game, is you're supposed to stay in there for longer than however long it takes to say Bloody Mary three times. You know, like maybe you chant Bloody Mary three times and then you just stare until you just are scared and run out of the bathroom.
You know what game is a lot more fun than that at a slumber party? How about that game where you go in a closet with someone and, I don't know, kiss in the dark?
Sure, sure. Or light as a feather, stiff as a board is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but I was probably more scared of kissing a girl in a closet than I was of incanting Bloody Mary.
Right. There was this great article on this. Well, a couple of them. I found some on Penn State University's like folklore site. Mental Floss had something good, and Snopes did too. But in that Mental Floss article, they turned up a possible provenance of this game and linked it to a Robert Burns poem from, I think, 1786, where I think the poem is called Halloween, and Robert Burns is basically giving you party ideas at your next Halloween gathering in the 18th century. And one of them is what girls can do to look in the mirror to see who they'll marry.
Right. And the idea from Mental Floss and others is maybe just the word Mary got kind of twisted up over the years. Mm-hmm. And that's where that came from?
That's part of it. And then another part is, so you're looking in the mirror and you're combing your hair and or eating an apple at the same time. And then you'll see in the mirror over your shoulder the face of the person you're going to marry. But you
creepy.
Could also see a skull. And that means you're going to die before you have a chance to marry. And so it's possible that that and the Mary kind of turn into Bloody Mary because of the skull. That's one explanation for where this came from. There's another one from 1998 that is super 1998.
Yeah, that it might have something to do with some kind of ritual for when an adolescent girl enters her menzies.
Which is called what, Chuck?
Menarche, right?
That's right.
That word really stuck with me over the years.
Yeah, it did. We both learned that one together. And it makes sense in a really kind of figurative way. Like, the whole game is really preoccupied with blood, right? That's one.
Sure. The age of the girls who tend to play these games kind of aligns.
Yeah, it's definitely considered a girl's game and like a late pubescent, late prepubescent, early adolescent age time frame. So that would be the right time for this game to be played too.
Yeah, and the last part of that one is something we talked a lot about on our episode about that many, many years ago was we're kind of like one of the only cultures that doesn't have some kind of ritual rite of passage for girls entering that phase of their life, right?
Yeah, and then this kind of suggests that, like, girls still need that anyway, even if they don't live in a culture that has it, and this stands in some really weird roundabout way, which I just find fascinating.
Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed. So that's Bloody Mary, everybody, and we're one step closer to Halloween. So beware. In the meantime, Short Stuff is out like a bat in the night.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.